legendary comedian on the line, Dave Callan. Love all his work, and I've been loving what he's been doing lately with these music videos. Morning to you, mate.
Hey there, how's it going?
Man, I'm excited to be chatting to you. You're heading to Busselton. That's pretty good.
Woo! I did schoolies in Busselton, so it'll be like, yeah, hopefully less messy.
Maybe some flashbacks.
Oh, no. I'm already getting them, to be honest. Waking up in, like, somebody else's back garden. That usual schoolies thing.
Now, at the moment, you're doing this awesome show. I'm loving it. We've already seen it on Fringe, and that is Dave Callan in every music video clip ever. I mean, we've seen you do a bunch of this in the past. You're still going with it. Haven't you done every music video by now, surely?
Oh, look, there's a few missing. But yeah, almost there. Almost ticked them all off. Yeah, so we started in 1975. Apparently, the first video was when Queen weren't able to turn up to Top of the Pops in 1975 to perform Bohemian Rhapsody, and so Top of the Pops were asked if they could come in and pre-record it. And while other bands like, you know, the Stones and the Beatles had video clips before then, it wasn't like every band doing one until Queen went in pre-recorded. And it just took off because it meant, you know, every band could kind of be in two places at once. So every band started doing video clips after 75. So that's where we start. We start with Queen and go all the way through to Bruno Mars in 2018.
Yeah, very cool. We've seen you already do a bunch of great videos. The S Club 7 one was one of my favorites. The Taylor Swift one was pretty good as well. But, you know, Beyonce, that's a hard number to pull off.
Oh, look, that was the first one. I bit off a lot to chew there. And I was hosting a show in Adelaide in 2010, a cabaret show, and the dancers were like, if you're an MC, it'd be great if you came out at the end and did The Last Dance with us. It's Beyonce's Single Ladies. And I was like, that would be hilarious to learn that. Didn't realize that learning 3 minutes, 20 seconds, I've counted every one of them, to, you know, as someone who'd never done dancing before, I didn't realize exactly how much work it would be and how long it would take, but I almost gave up about 3 times, but I just kept kind of going with it, and about 36 hours later, I was able to kind of nail it a little bit, you know, and keep up with the others, so I got a great reaction, and that's what kind of gave birth to this whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, people don't know what you look like. You know, you're this big, hairy guy, and you're out there just doing these dance numbers and pulling it off, I'll add, and it's just so fun to see. Has it made you fitter by doing these numbers?
Yeah, totally. We just did Perth Fringe World, and one of the dancers hosts boot camps in the morning at 5:30 a.m., so she's a serious fitness nut, and she reckons it's worse / better, depending on your point of view, than high-intensity interval training.
Wow.
doing the show was harder, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Is there any video clips that you won't do? Like, you've looked and went, nah, there's no way I could pull that one off.
No. No, there's not. Initially, I thought maybe Kia, My Neck, My Back, but now we're actually doing that one as well. I want to do Take On Me by Aha, but I'm not sure how to animate myself. That's a new trick.
That's it. So if anyone listening right now that knows how to animate you, then yeah, that'd be a pretty cool one to see. Absolutely. Well, mate, I'm looking forward to this. You've got 3 dates in Busselton, February 28th. You're also going to be there on March the 1st and the 2nd for Dave Callan and every music video clip ever. Thank you so much for sparing some time out of your day to chat to me.
Oh, what a pleasure. Enjoy. I hope to see you in Busselton.
Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection to chat a little bit about this fake loans and a bit of a warning, Iris.
Absolutely, Alan. And we've seen in the past where consumers have got caught up with the fake loans. This one's called Quality Financial Services. Mm. So the scammers have gone under that name and they are offering consumers loans with very, very low interest rates.
How are they offering them to people?
But the usual way is you go on the internet, you do a bit of a search and the names come up, and then sometimes they'll use an email template. Or they'll just send emails out to consumers, but the common one is consumers looking for loans, hop on the internet, and the names usually come up. Low interest rates, very, very easy to get a loan, so that usually gets the consumer.
Because the name kind of does look legit. I mean, Quality Loans doesn't exactly sound too far-fetched, and the email address with admin@qualityloans.org doesn't seem that suspicious to me.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. And in this particular case, they've got a company where they've got a Perth address on the details.
Mm-hmm.
So So it makes it look like, well, this is just very local. It's only down the road. They've even provided a phone number and everything. If you call that number, the phone will ring out. No opportunity to leave a voicemail at all.
Yeah, okay. So they've done their work, haven't they, to make it seem legitimate?
Yes, they sure have. And a lot of cases in the past have used actual legitimate names there of other financial companies that are actually operating. So people hook it up and think that it's the same company, and they'll go on and apply for a loan. And what happens at the end of the day, all they're paying is they'll be asked to pay a fee. It might be an administration fee or various fees. It might be insurance or, you know, they'll come up with excuses. Mm. So the consumer's paying off all these, paying these fees, and they get told that the loan has been approved. However, the scammer's making money from the money that's been sent to them for fees.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What's the best advice for people to avoid falling for this kind of scam?
Look, check Australian Securities and Investment Commission, because they do have to register. They should have a license there. Do your research on the websites, read the information on there, give us a call, look for a padlock symbol on the actual website.
Okay.
Now, in a lot of cases, scammers will mimic other sites, so you've got to monitor it really, really closely because it looks so legitimate. Be very suspicious for requests to pay fees upfront via wire transfer or transfer it directly into a bank account. The scammers love wire transfer.
Yeah.
Also avoid clicking on links in emails or even clicking on online ads, because they can actually transport you to fake websites.
That all makes complete sense. Iris, thanks for that advice today.
Thank you, Alan.
This is a great story. Remember the good old days? You would meet a girl you like. You'd ask for her number. She'd give her the number. You'd call that number a couple of days after because you didn't want to seem too eager. Hopefully her dad didn't answer. And you would chat. You know, remember those days?
Yes, Al, that is a traditional sequence of events.
That's the way I did it. Well, ever since texting has come in, I feel like these guys these days don't have a clue.
Hate it.
And
no,
they'll text the day after. They'll meet the girl at the whatever, the club, the pub, whatever. And they'll text the next day. And, you know, and hopefully they can set some love up through texting, which, you know, I don't think that's romantic at all. And I also feel it's kind of gutless as well, you know, call them and actually have a word. But anyway, sure. For one guy, it's all kind of gone pear-shaped as he has texted through something to someone. So I'll just kind of read this out. So he's texted, hi, brave one word, you know.
Just good start there.
Not even a reintroduction or anything, just hi. Brave, brave guy. To which he's checked his phone. He's got a little, the vibrate, but he's checked in. Hello, this is the Manjimup Police. Can we help you? So at that moment, he's gone. She's giving me the wrong number. Yeah. So he replied, one word, strong word, no. To which they've replied, okay. You think it would have been there, but he goes, no, I better explain the situation.
Yeah.
So which he said, a girl gave me this number. What is this her? This guy was never really onto a winner. And to which, got to reply back, no, this is definitely the police. Better luck next weekend. Manjimup Police there. You know what? To be honest, I'm no quitter. I would have kept trying. I would have gone like, and who's this from the Manjimup Police?
Oh, you're well known for your persistence.
Yeah, I would have just tried a little bit. You never know who's on the other end.
Well done, the Manjimup Police, handling that with a sense of humour.
Yeah, very well done to him. Yeah. Kudos to the team there. Very, very good.